Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. David Moyes reflects on facing FC Barcelona when he was the manager of Real Sociedad. His La Real side famously won 1-0 in January 2015, causing an implosion and indeed a nose-to-nose face-off between Luis Enrique and Leo Messi before Barca went on to win the treble. And then La Real lost 2-0 to the eventual treble winners in May of that same season. But in neither game did they manage to lay a glove on the Barca genius Iniesta, according to Moisey, our guest.
Maybe we could close by talking about what was a turning point in your year, I think, because you arrived here when the club was in a bit of a desperate situation. It was kind of grim weather-wise, and you had a lot of work on your hands, and then suddenly you popped up one of those results against Football Club Barcelona, who did quite well this season. Won the treble, set records, made the world fall back in love with their brand of football. Rather than talking about the win itself, which hopefully this season you'll be able to experience again and against Madrid, tell me something about, as a football lover, being up close with Barcelona over the two games, what's it like? Is it an experience that you haven't had in any other competitions?
At Manchester United, we got to the quarter-final of the Champions League, and it was great. You know, we got to Bayern Munich, and it was probably Bayern Munich were a really good team and have been under Pep, very good. We had got to a level which actually last year no other English club got to. And the reason why I talk about the Champions League is because Barcelona have probably in the last 10 years near enough dominated. If it's not been them, it's Real Madrid. Now, Barcelona's style is, everybody knows, we talked about Johan Cruyff and probably the start of that period. Their style is completely different from MDL's. You know, even, I think Bayern have got a little bit closer to it, or a little bit towards it in a way with Pep. It's nearly a complete one-off, and actually the majority of coaches, and far better coaches than me, have not been able to get results against them because you can't get the ball off them. You find it very difficult to put any pressure on them. When you do, they play around you. You play deep. They've still got the ability to score goals with individual talent they've got. So it becomes really, really hard as a coach to find a style, a way of beating Barcelona. So I've got to say, getting a result, coming up close against them was a chance to see what is it they really do. And strange enough, in the first game, we scored after a minute and then sort of somehow hung on for the rest of it.
People forget that your goalkeeper, Geronimo, had one hell of a game.
Yeah, he did. I mean, but if you're going to play Barcelona, you're not going to have it any better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, and there'll always be a day when Barcelona lose games. Like any football team, they'll never always win football games. There'll be a day somewhere. But in the main, the best players, like Barcelona, top clubs, will win their games. For me, the big thing was getting close to Iniesta. Iniesta never gave the ball away, kept turning out of trouble. Anytime we got him in trouble, changed direction with the ball, kept getting the ball back. We could not get close to Iniesta. And, you know, for all the things I talk about Messi and Suarez and all the people, and on the night, no, they didn't all start the game. It was Iniesta who was the one who I thought, my goodness, this guy's something else. It was like training. Nobody could get close enough to tackle him.
You've done something extraordinary. You've touched on an embarrassing subject for me, because when he was coming through, he was just a subject you and Billy were talking about earlier today in the canteen. He wasn't really trusted until he was about 22, which in retrospect seems demonically mad. You could see he was a good footballer when I moved over there, and it was the budding team under record, but he couldn't score. So my stupidity told me, there's a player who does everything and then doesn't have an end product. And I stopped seeing the things he was doing well. And Xavi, I revered, and Xavi still remains to me the greatest ever Spanish footballer. But the people in opposition to me, starting with you, Gordon Strachan, who almost word for word made the same points as you, and said, listen, people talk about Messi and Xavi. I want them to watch Iniesta. And also Xavi. If you say to Xavi, he's not even the best Spaniard at this club. It's Iniesta. You know, people who don't have your football training and your badges and your experience, what is it we miss about Iniesta? I mean, I'm aware he's top, but to put him in the pantheon you've just done.
It's nearly difficult to explain. This is a bit about explaining Barcelona. You know, look at all the coaches. I remember the great battles with Pep and Jose.
Yeah.
You know, probably about 5 years ago, we were playing against each other and two great teams, and they ended up drawing each other, I think, just about in every competition and whatnot. Jose trying to find a way of beating the Barcelona style. So going back to Iniesta, if you press them, someone else will take his space. He'd keep the ball off you in a telephone box sort of thing. You know, he was so good. His close control, his technical ability, how to shield the ball away from you when you come into him. You know, he'd get his body between you and the ball. You know, he would unbalance you at times, you know, so that he could go past you. When you come in fast, he'd play past you one touch round the corner. Every time he got the ball, I mean, I don't know what his pass success rate in the night was, but to me, I was thinking, he's never given the ball away. And there's lots of players who don't give the ball away and keep it.
But what do they do with it?
But he was always looking to play forward, trying to play into people.
Do you class that as a form of bravery? I mean, in Jose's case, and I'll say this, you don't have to, but both for Chelsea and Real Madrid, his idea was, I'll have a strategy, I'll ask my players to play to the top, but I'll also impose ourselves physically. We'll see if they fancy it.
Yeah.
See if I can go on the referee. But I'm not talking about physical bravery and the idea that Iniesta might take a kick in for the taking on of risk, wanting the ball all the time, doing things where if you're exposed and you have the ball ripped off you, your defence will be exposed and it'll be a goal. I consider that a form of bravery in Iniesta's play.
Definitely. And that's where Barcelona will take that risk. Teams down again get a little bit of joy. You might nick it off them now and again. But Barcelona do take that risk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.